7.9.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. We give Jesus all the praise and all the worship. I welcome you to the Hour of Fulfillment again tonight. Come on now. Tonight is another night to receive clearly from heaven. Lord, we thank you today for your word. Now, before we go into the word, I just felt I should start right away, but let's just pray first. Father, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise. We adore you for your mercy. Thank you because of the privilege that we have to come boldly into the throne of grace, and we can receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Thank you, Father, Lord, because it is given unto us to know the secret things of God. And Father, Lord, when you reveal your secret to us, you just made us champions on the earth. We thank you for your word. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit, I'm asking, oh God, that you will use this tongue to declare your word in power. Jesus, let me speak your word in mystery. Lord Jesus, I'm asking, oh God, that every word spoken tonight will be confirmed with miracles, signs, and wonders. Lord, let me think your thought. Let there be signature of your approval on the word tonight that will bring total revolution in the life of every of these kingdom citizens. Thank you, because we know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord one more time. I welcome you to this awesome time when the word of the Lord can be used as a surgeon will use a scalpel for surgery. Now that is what the word is meant to do. You take the word of God and you apply it to do the things that God meant it to do. Now watch this. We've been dealing with war against failure. Now Jesus Christ came here to let us know that you are a city set on the hill and you can never be hid. Now that means you are too far from failure. You are too far from oppression. Now, there are things that happen in our lives, and we begin to say, why is this thing happening? And that is why this broadcast is for you tonight. Because the stability of every destiny is dependent upon the wisdom of God. It is the wisdom of God that establishes your dominion over all the power of the enemy. It takes limitations out of your way. He gives you strength in the midst of battle. Now, because like we know that the Bible says, though in the world you will see tribulation, it says, but rejoice. Now, what makes you to rejoice in the midst of tribulation is not just because you are just trying to go through it. They're beating me down, but I'm going through. Amen. No, that's not what he's saying. Because you know what to do in the midst of it. Now, we saw that the Bible says that wisdom is life. That is where your life is. The Bible told us in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12. He said, for wisdom is a defense. He said, and money is a defense. Just, I told people this. I said, now you go to work not just because you want that job. Many times people go to work because they want to pay their bill. Now, because money is a defense, it gets you what you want. Just as money is important to you, wisdom is your defense. He said, wisdom is the defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. When you have wisdom, you have life. The Bible says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and the strength of your salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Now, that's Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6. Now, I have seen many people born again, now speaking in tongues, filled with the Holy Ghost, but they are still walking in ignorance. They are not walking in the wisdom of God. And the Bible says, the wisdom of God shall be the strength of your salvation. So, if you are saved and you are not operating in the wisdom of God, you still discover that it looks as if you are, Jesus Christ didn't die for you at all. That's the mistake. And I have seen people trying to encourage themselves in something that will never work. Because without the wisdom of God, life is out of order. The Bible told us, Jesus Christ was telling them, he said, a wise man is that one that heareth this word of mine and doeth it. And he is like a man that built his house upon the rock. And he said, when the wind began to blow, and the word everything was against this man, the Bible said he stood. So that means what make you to stand, what kill others, is not because you're strong in your own ability, but in the wisdom of God. Doing the word. I want you to listen to me very carefully tonight, because when you have the wisdom of God in your life, you begin to shine when other people are complaining. Now, we are sent to this world not to join the debate team. Oh my God, you need to. Oh, I'm saying something right now. We are sent to this world to dominate it. We are sent to this world as a king, not as slaves. Now, I don't care what you have gone through in your life. That is not your identity. Your identity is found in the word of God. Now, see what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 8. When we talk, and before I read that scripture, when we talk about the wisdom of God, we are talking about application of the thoughts of God. The thoughts of God. The counsel of God. The thoughts of God is his word. You never know what is in the mind of a man. Now, I know, I remember the Bible says, the heart of man is desperately wicked, who can know it? That sometimes people just embrace you and they smile and they are thinking they should slap you. Yeah, you don't even know what is going on in their mind. Now, the mind of man is so deep. And despite the fact that the man is smiling, you don't even know what he's thinking. Now, his thought is in his mind. Now, until he speaks out, you don't know what is in there. Now, the thought of God is in his mind. God has a mind. That's why the Bible says we have the mind of God. Now, the mind of Christ. God has a mind. But the thought of God is his word. You want to see what God is thinking concerning an issue? Find it in the book. You can't find it in biology and chemistry. You can only find it in, you can't find it in calculus. You can find it in the word. See what he said here. Come on, I'm excited. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14 to 18. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14 to 18. He said, Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I'm understanding. I have strength. He said, by me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me, early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. So with wisdom, you can be rich. Now, you begin to see what happened. You see, people don't... religious people can be very difficult to deal with. Because they think that when God gave Solomon wisdom, something like a rain just fell upon him. No, he gave him some strange ideas of what to do. He gave him a word to run with. Oh my God, you need to get that. Because your rulership on the earth depends on the wisdom of God in your life. Because that is the only thing that will bring stability in the midst of commotion. Now, when the Bible says that wisdom is a principal thing, that means without it, you cannot be the head. Oh my God. And that everyone that is born again, we have access to the wisdom of God. You can have the wisdom of God because Jesus Christ already was made wisdom for you. Bible says, by me, by the wisdom of God, is a king's reign and princes decree justice. Listen to me, child of God. God's wisdom is the hand of human toiling and struggling on the earth. You can't apply God's touch to an issue and it remain the same. It's not possible. And now, Jesus Christ told us the secret of his shining when he was here. He said, I never do anything on this side except I hear my father. Now, what his father told him is his thought. When he applied it, it becomes a wisdom. So you can know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you don't apply it, you know we apply wisdom. That is a wisdom for your finances. That is a wisdom for your health. That is a wisdom in your relationship. Majority of people that are believers and they don't have their good home, their good health. It's not because you are a sinner. It's just because you are not applying the wisdom. When you apply, now can I just say this one to you? You cannot be applying the wisdom of God and be on the low level of life. It changes your status completely. Now look at our dear brother, Peter. He was a struggler. He was a toiler. Now, the day Jesus Christ met him, the guy was frustrated. He had been fishing all night. He didn't get any fish. I don't know what happened to all the fishes in Galilee. They all left. They were on vacation when they saw Peter. that should be an affliction. Now, the guy had been there, and I believe that the man refused to go home because he already told the wife that tomorrow will pay the bill. And maybe Peter's wife can be very difficult at times. So he decided, he said, why going home? If I get home right now, the woman is going to be on my neck. Maybe the kids are asking for some stuff and he couldn't provide it. Now he stood there and Jesus came. Oh my God. The same person that is meeting you tonight came to this man. And he just said, Peter, let down your nets for a drought. Now, what Jesus Christ said did not bring the fish into Peter's boat until Peter responded in verse 5. He said, we have toiled all night, but at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, letting down the net is called wisdom. Now, each time God speaks to you and you take a step, it doesn't matter whether it has a meaning to you, just take a step towards that direction and you will see a total transformation in your life. I remember the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 13 to 14, he said, my son, eat that honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. He said, when thou hast found it, there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off when thou found it. Now, that is why I want to talk to you about something very important. Tonight. You see, when thou found it. So that means the wisdom of God is not just on the table. It's not just on the street. It's not just because you were born again. You have to seek for it. And I was talking to you about that last week. I think the last one I share with you is that you have to be addicted to the word of God to get the wisdom. Now tonight, you have to have a genuine heart for God. Love him with everything in you. Come on now. Do you know that every genuine lover of God ends their life in glory? Every lover of God experiences God's glory and God's blessing. The scripture says, but it is written, I have not seen, nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Not they prepare for them that go to church. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. So that means what God had in store for you, if you know it, I'm telling you, you can even faint. You mean this, my? Now I believe that when we get to heaven, some believer will have to spend some months crying. Oh, yeah, because they will just look back and say, so God, you mean that's mine? You mean I don't need to be sick that day? Yeah, and God just said, when you are going through that, I send a word to you, but you think it's too cheap to be the truth. And that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. It takes the love of God in your heart to see the manifestation of the hidden wisdom. You have access to the wisdom of God because of the love of God in your heart. The wisdom of God for your living, the wisdom of God for your joy is already packaged for you at redemption. But it takes the love of God in your heart to withdraw it. You understand what I'm talking about? Yes, a lot of people just, that's the way I want to do it. You can't do it the way you want to do it. You have to do it the way he wants you to do it. The point is that you cannot love God if you don't know how much he loves you. So it's not something you respond to people that loves you because you know they love you. There are some things you don't want to do to some people. You don't even want them to hear anything funny about you because you know they love you and they trust you so much. Not because they're going to beat you, but because you don't want to spoil your testimony before them. That is why, you see, believer that is running into sin, it's not because it's the devil. It's because they don't know how much they are loved. If you know how much God loves you, you will love him back. The Bible says the secret of the Lord, Psalm 25 verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
That's right.
God will begin to take, when everybody is running around, he just beckon to you, boy, come, Jen, can we just talk? Now everybody is still crying, oh God, this is the way. Because he knows where your heart is. Oh my God. You can't just be running to God when you have problems. No. You can't operate in wisdom that way. Now, the truth of the matter is, he will not send you away. No. But you'll be stressed. You'll have been wounded. Because you don't even know the protocol. You don't know the protocol of his presence. Because you are applying a fire approach. Fire insurance approach. To get God. It doesn't work that way. I wish everybody hear me tonight and see that God don't you want, he didn't want you to go through what you are going through right now. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, he says, seek ye for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. He said, I know you need clothing. I know you need food. I know you need a new job. I know what you need. But when you seek me first, I give you the wisdom, and something will change in your life. Many times, you don't even know that God knows your need before it came. And he's telling you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But listen. Don't worry about it, will not solve the problem. That's where I have some issue with a lot of believers. Don't worry, just keep on trusting God. No, what is God asking me to do? Which step is he asking me to take? Do you just see this? Let me show you this. If Peter don't throw the net that day, Peter will have gone back home broke. Oh, yes. Remember, he gave Jesus Christ his boat, but that is not automatic. Because he was asking me, yeah, thank you for giving me your boat. They laid down your net. You said, Jesus Christ, are you a fisherman? No, give me your certificate. No, show me your certificate. Which school of fishery do you go? You don't know nothing. I am even older than you. Now, he will have ended his life so broke that the poor will call him poor. Now, you get what I'm talking about? Daniel was in serious trouble in Babylon. The king was saying, now you have to interpret this dream, otherwise I will kill you. And I'm talking about wickedness in its highest form. And Daniel said, okay, don't worry, just give me time. The Bible says, and Daniel went into the secret place and he cried to God, God, what is the answer to this question? Now, I'd like you to tell yourself tonight, there is a way out. God, show me the way. It's not that there is a way or God intervene. Show me the way. Show me the way. The Bible says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, God wants to give you this day. He wants to forgive you your first of all. He wants you to know that you must be led. He said, lead us not. Kids in the kingdom always say, God, give me. The matured one is always saying, God, lead me. You see that? That's different. God, what do I do? Daniel went, God, there must be a way out. This man must not kill us. What's going on? And the Bible says, the secret was revealed to Daniel in the night vision. Now, that if you just read it that way, you would think Daniel was pressed and that's why he was running to God. No. When you read Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, he started from there. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defy himself with the portion of the king's meat. Now, there was a heart for God that brought a total revolution into his life. Abraham was not lucky. I'm telling you, oh yeah, if I were Abraham, I would have done the same thing. Now, you just lie now. Because, because if God asks you to do what Abraham did, will you do it? But that's the point. Now, many times when people read the Bible, they think the character in the Bible, they are just an angel from heaven. No, they are like people that live in Jacksonville. They are like people that live in your neighborhood.
Yes.
But they just responded to God's word in faith. Yes. Now, the Bible told us that God called this man a man who is his friend. Is that right?
Yes.
But what happened? God had a testimony about Abraham. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 18, verse 17, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Shall I hide it from him? This man's heart is gone
all over for me. David, the man after God's heart, said something that each time I read it, I said, God, help me. He said, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. Where shall I come and appear before God? Can you just see? This man was God addict. Where shall I go? Now, look at you and look at David. Even when you want to go to church, somebody have to give you a candy. Somebody have to promise you to get take you to lunch before you follow them to church. Now, where is your heart? God is saying, my son, my daughter, give me your heart. Give me your heart. And somebody say, I tried. It's so difficult. Now, I have a good news for you. You don't have to try. You just need to ask the Holy Spirit. The Bible said the love of God is spread abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost that is given unto us. So you can ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me. I want to love God with all my strength. I want to love God with all my heart. I have tried. It's not working, but you can help me. Listen, the Holy Spirit is designed to help you to love God. I have never seen anybody on this side that would just say, I just love God because I want to love him. No. That is a fight between your flesh and your spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that comes in and he helps you. He stirs something inside of you and you start loving him. And when you start loving him, you don't want the honeymoon to end. Because you are loving the one that owns the whole universe. Maybe you are hearing me tonight and you want to just say, oh, Bishop, if that is what it takes to get the wisdom of God, I must get it right now. That is what I'm talking about. Then you need to come through the door. And to be born again is the door. You want to just say, how do I do that one? Just say this prayer after me and that will be it. Say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for paying an high price over my life. From today, I give my life to you. Lord Jesus, come inside of my life. Let me live my life through you. Thank you for loving me so much in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Do you know what I just happened? You are saved. And if you have been hearing me, you want to just say, I need the wisdom of God in my finances, in my pursuit, in my marriage. Come on now. Why don't you join us tomorrow and get another dose of God's wisdom through the word of God that is preached under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, Sister Jan, tomorrow is something else. I don't know. It's going to be heaven on the earth.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that awesome word from the Lord. Yes, tomorrow's going to be awesome. And we are truly blessed. I just want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We have two services tomorrow morning. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. So if you get up early, you don't have to miss your worship. Come out and worship with us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 8 a.m. early service, or you can come to the 10 a.m. later service. Now, if you need a ride, don't let that stop you. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. Just give us a call at 904-646-8210. If you need a ride to church tomorrow, just call us. We will be happy to come and get you. Call us at 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow is definitely a service that you don't want to miss. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Bishop about tomorrow's service. Bishop, you got to tell us about that because tomorrow's service is going to be just awesome. And I'm telling you, you certainly don't want to miss it. So purpose in your heart tonight that you'll be out at the services tomorrow morning. You'll be to that 8 o'clock service or you'll be to that 10 a.m. service. And I'm telling you, your life will never be the same again. Now, we'll be right back after this. Right now, we have Jordan Armstrong on the way with so much love. So stay right there. We'll be back after this.
Don't die for me. And no, you never told lies to me. Tell me what you want me, Lord. You can call me your property. You never been rude, no. Don't know what's going on anymore. And I could try and do things my way, but it just ain't the same. How can I replace your much to live. I don't deserve what you give. Lord, I do not deserve your love. You got so much to give, and you got so much to lend. I don't deserve it. You keep giving so much love, so much love, so much love, so much love. Whoa. Lord, how can I replace your love? You got so much to give. You give so much love. Serving me the life, no waiter. I see me doing life your way. Trying to find you with a light locator. That's what I want you with my life for. Everything goes your way. I'll never let a thing go, no way. You know I got a thing for your grace. I shouldn't try to do things my way, no. How can I replace your love? You got so much to give, and you got so much to lend. I don't deserve what you give. No, I do not deserve.
With Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, you have an open invitation to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's that early service. And the second service is at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, call us. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. We want to see you there because tomorrow's service is a healing and miracle service. Wow, Bishop, I am so excited that we're having the healing and miracle service. That's again. It. Now, tell us about that service tomorrow.
Now, thank you, Sister Jen. Everybody needs to have this understanding that our redemption is incomplete without healing and miracles.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Jesus Christ did not just come here to make us Christians. No. Yes. He came here to make us a sign and a wonder. Now, the Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hang on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, that is something that Jesus Christ gave to us. Now, watch this. Tomorrow's service, God is going to give us wisdom to stay healthy, to number one, to be healed, and to stay healthy. Look at it. I have been in the ministry and healing ministry for about 30 years, mm-hmm. and I have discovered that God healed like this.
Yes.
I am telling you, but many times we don't respond like this.
I'm telling
That's
you.
The point. Now, tomorrow's service, God is going to show us the mystery behind sound health. Mm-hmm. And we are going to apply it in the same service. God spoke to me in the place of prayer when I was asking him, questions about tomorrow's service. And the Lord said to me, he said, you have never seen me walk this way. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm. So, wow. So, you don't know how excited I am myself.
Oh, yes.
I want to join the show tomorrow.
Yes.
I just want to fold my hands and say, God, just walk me. I just want to watch this movie.
Yes. Wow. Yes, I'm telling you. So that's tomorrow's service, and that's at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, Bishop, that service is healing and miracle service. As you was talking about it, it reminded me of how, you know, some people feel that the healing and miracle service, that they only get their healing when people lay hands on them.
Oh,
but the Bible said God sent his word healed them. So, I mean, I just elaborate on that a bit, how you can get your healing while the word is coming forth.
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, I have seen that many, many times that people I've never met, they just say, I just listen to your tape.
Yes.
And somebody it was a mental issue, maybe he has a mental issue, and they were playing the tape, mm-hmm. my tape, and he just listened and he stopped. And he said, who is that? And instantly, God just touched his brain and he was healed. I don't even know the person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the word carries God, the speaker.
Amen.
I may not just lay hands on you, I will lay words on you.
Yes.
And when the word comes inside of you, he does his job.
Yes.
Word of God is sharp, quick, sharper. It goes inside and do stuff.
That's
right.
And that's the Healing and Miracle Service tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We want you to be there because if you need healing, if you need a miracle, come out tomorrow. This is your opportunity to get what God has for you. You can drop that illness. You can drop that infirmity tomorrow. Come out to tomorrow's service, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call us. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. 10. We certainly want to see you there.
I'm telling you. Yes. John, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying to me as you were talking. He said, son, I am not only healing the body. He said, I will heal the mind also.
Amen.
Now, so if you have a problem with your mind, you have a problem with your finances, bring it to Jesus.
Yes.
He's going to take care of it.
Yes, just bring it there.
I know tomorrow morning is your day.
Yes, so we'll be waiting for you at 7171 Arlington Expressway, 8 a.m. in the morning and 10 a.m. in the morning. Call us if you want us to pick you up, 904-646-8210. And now I want to introduce to you the Fulfillment family that's here in the studio with us tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Brother Christian is here. Brother Clarence is here. Sister Thunder is here. And of course, I'm here, yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. And now it's time for us to go into that segment that we call the Moment of Change. And now, Bishop, tonight, the Moment of Change, there's a huge opportunity, Brother Christian, for your Moment of Change to take place. That opportunity is coming. Tell us about it, Brother Christian.
That opportunity is now, and we're going to start it right off the bat. I just want to thank the Lord for Bishop. Sir, first, you know, we acknowledge God's working in your life, sir. We thank God for your message as it came to us today with power. You know, I'm in the studio with you, Sister Jan, but I could feel the power of that word and the revelation that is flowing through, Bishop. We just thank God for you that you continue to have more unction upon you and there's an increase in you. Amen. You know, Sister Jan, you know, the Moment of Change is where we bring the scriptures and we try to bring things that will be practical in your life according to the scriptures to give you an opportunity to get some understanding that you normally don't get. But today, there's a brand new way we want to look at
it. Yep.
And that is by looking at it from this perspective that we are drawing your attention, listening to us now, to the Dominion Celebration coming.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Because we are here talking to you every week about what God is saying. Mm-hmm. As Bishop speaks about the word, we bring it to you in a way that we ask questions, we interact with Bishop, and he gives us more deeper revelations. But we want to focus on this Moment of Change today to the Dominion Celebration. The Dominion Celebration is just a celebration. Christ's resurrection power is going to be blessed, and the community is being blessed by having God's men of God, you know, men of God that are anointed to converge on Crepper. On the 7th. It actually started on the 5th.
Yeah.
Through the 7th. So I want you to pay attention here. The 5th through the 7th, every day of this those schedules from the 5th, 7 p.m., from the 6th, 7 p.m., and then Sunday the 7th at 10 a.m., there is going to be a convergence of men of God being anointed, bringing the word of God to Christ's Resurrection Power Assembly, but to Jacksonville as a whole. And this is an opportunity for you to come, not only hearing the word of God, but to have the anointing of the men of God that are bringing the word, especially Bishop Wale Okeser. You know, 2 weeks ago we spoke about this, but I still want to give someone an opportunity to hear this. This is a man of God. He is blessed and anointed. And when he had a crusade, I'm telling you, dead bodies touching the man's body and they come back to life.
Oh, yeah.
There are sick people that will come to that crusade and they will never go home the same way. He lays hands on the sick and they will become well. Health will be established. So here's what I'm giving you, an opportunity to come to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Our address is 7171 Arlington Expressway from the 5th, next week Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 7 p.m. Come to this program. Do not miss it. I'm giving you an opportunity. Come and hear the word, because as Sister Jen, you were saying earlier, he sent his word.
Yes.
God sends his word. And when he does that, his word heals. He delivered them from all the destructions, including what you are dealing with. If you're dealing with a stagnation in your life, if you're dealing with issues in your marriage, if you're dealing with problems in your finances, if you're dealing with situations where you don't have an answer, this is an opportunity for God's wisdom to be opened in a different way, for you to have light brought into your life. So I want you to remember again, Dominion Celebration is going to be here next week Friday. Make the date from the 5th, 7 p.m., the 7th, from the 5th, 7 p.m., the 6th, 7 p.m., and then on Sunday, 10 a.m. in the morning. You don't want to miss this. And you know, Brother Clarence, I see you just smiling there. You know, you've been in these Dominion Celebrations every year. Yes. You know that you and I have testimonies after testimonies, brother.
Wow. Thank you, Brother Christian. Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate you there. You know, you were talking about, you know, the moment of change. And, you know, during this Dominion Celebration, it's about change.
Yeah.
It's about change, mm-hmm. Bishop. Because yes. I remember everyone that I've attended, there has been a change in my life.
That's it.
There's been a change. And we know that. I've read Bishop Waliyoki's books, I meditated on them, and you know, the word says, you know, where without counsel, there are disappointments, but with the multitude of counselors,
that's sifting.
You know what I'm saying? So with this Dominion Celebration that's coming our way, there's going to be more. There is counsel here, uh-huh. You know, and counsel is just, you know, feeding off the word. Whatever our bishop has to say, we feed off of this word, sir.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Sister Chonder, I know you have to say something here because, you know, the Dominion Celebration, it comes once a year. And we are looking forward to this time because I know you have something to share.
I do. The one thing that I love about the Dominion Celebration is that it allows us to be charged. Mm-hmm. It renews our spirit. One thing about Dominion, dominating, we serve the Lord in all things. In all things that we do, they should be excellent.
Yeah.
We should be excellent at our work. We should be excellent at raising our children. We should multiply and raise our children and make soldiers for the kingdom. We should grow spiritually. This Dominion Celebration is a motivator. It is a way to get you charged to be more like Christ. So I love being rejuvenated.
That's right.
And feeling my purpose.
You know, before we go further, Sister Jen, you know, the Dominion Celebration, there's a theme for this year.
Yes.
And it's higher ground.
Yes.
And this is the time I want our Father in the Lord to come in, because, you know, when God speaks to the anointed, there is a connection there that he is going to give us an understanding. So we want you to help us understand here, because God does not only do a thing, he reveals it to his prophets.
Yeah.
And you are a prophet in this house. And yes. We know that you hear from God. So give us an understanding, because we see you said, the agenda, the theme for this year, God told you higher ground.
Higher ground, yeah. Yeah.
Can you help us understand?
Yeah,
because we want to carry everybody along.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Chris. Now, I want everybody to understand, all our listeners to understand that. You see, to be on the ground is a disgrace to redemption. Because it's like all what God did through our Lord Jesus Christ, we are not taking advantage of it. Now, the Lord spoke to the children of Israel. He said, you have been on this mountain for too long. Now, when God was saying that one, they were still eating manna. Mm. Mm. They thought that's the best of life. Every morning they wake up, they go and eat manna. And God said, what are you guys doing here? He said, go to the mountain, go and get some stuff. Now, Dominion Celebration is to move you forward. Now, the man of God coming, Bishop Francis Wale, okay, is a man that have traveled the world. And by the grace of God, God's hand has been upon this man for miracles, signs, and wonders. And I have seen God use this man in an extraordinary way. Extraordinary way. And he's coming our way next week.
Amen.
Amen.
Is it? I have seen in a meeting where the dead were raised. I've seen God heal the sick. I've seen God change. Now somebody was just coming from the hospital one day. In the meeting, and these guys, because they just gave a death sentence that he has a few days to live. And she was just depressed. He was just coming to church, and the man of God was just ministering, and he just said, "Let God be true, and all men liars." And that word sink, bam, to this guy. This lady fell on the ground, and that was the end of cancer. Oh. Now they don't even talk.
Wow.
Wow. You see, and I believe that God is bringing this man our way for something extraordinary. Please don't miss it.
Don't miss it. That is the advice. You know, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15 says, it said, "While it is said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation." That what the Spirit is saying to you here, as you hear the word that is coming through these microphones in your radio, receive it. Allow God's word to not miss. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Save the date. Dominion Celebration, Higher Ground, Sister Jan, is supposed to be next week, Friday. Whatever you have to do, be at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly from the 5th, 6th, and the 7th. You don't want to miss that. From 7 p.m. on the 5th, that's on a Friday, on 7 p.m. on Saturday, and then 10 a.m. on Sunday. Be there. You don't want to miss these opportunities. Am I correct?
That's right, Brother Christian. And I told you before that you need to put this in your date book. You need to put it on your calendar, because now the time has come. And so you want to be there October the 5th. That's a Friday night, 7 p.m. We're getting started. And I'm telling you, you want to be there early. You want to be in your seat early before 7, because you don't want to miss anything. And I'm telling you, as an attendee of all the past Dominion celebrations, I make sure that I'm there early. I'm in my seat, because anything can happen. And I'm telling you, you're ministered to from the time you pull into the parking lot. See, some people think that their deliverance is coming when they get into the service and they're waiting to be called up to the altar. No, the minute you hit that ground, that holy ground, when you pull into that parking lot, God is ministering to you. You want to be there. Be there before 7 o'clock. Sit in your seat and be expectant.
Yeah.
Come expecting whatever you've been going through, whatever you're dealing with, whatever sickness you're dealing with, whatever situations you're dealing with, whatever the enemy has thrown your way. Come expecting to drop that and leave it there. You don't have to take it back with you.
You're not
taking any of those adversities back with you.
No infirmities are going back with you.
Right. You're going to drop them there at 7171 Arlington Expressway. And I'm telling you, the word says that the Bible said that God confirms his word with signs and wonders and miracles. And I'm telling you, you will see them there.
Oh, yeah.
You will see them on the 5th through the 7th. And you don't know when it's going to happen. You know, the Holy Spirit takes control of these things.
Yes.
I mean, this is not anything that we are orchestrating and taking control of. This is the Holy Spirit.
This is
the will of God.
That's right.
This is his plans for this thing.
And
you're listening to us because God wants you there. He has something for you there. And come out and get it October the 5th through the 7th, 7 p.m. Friday night, 7 p.m. Saturday night, and 10 a.m. Sunday. Now, I'm telling you 10 a.m. next Sunday because, you know, normally we do two services on Sunday.
Yeah.
We are having two services tomorrow, but for the Dominion celebration on that 7th, that's going to be one huge service.
That's right.
Because we're going to give the Holy Spirit room to do what he wants to do.
That's right. I'm telling you. And so you want to be there.
I'm telling you, with Bishop Francis Waliyoki coming, you know, back in the day, we would travel all over the world. When we hear about these great men of God coming,
we would
travel just to be there.
That's right.
To take part in that. We don't have to go anywhere. He's going to be right here. He's going to be here in Jacksonville. We want to be there for that service. I'm telling you, this is your opportunity. The door is wide open for you.
It's wide open.
Walk through it.
That's
Bishop,
right.
Tell them that they need to be there.
Now, listen to this. You've been saying, I wish things just change. Stop crying and start coming.
That's right.
You see, No amount of cry solve the situation.
Yes.
Satan is just making jest of you the more you cry. Mm-hmm. But you can take step.
Mm-hmm.
You say, no. Now, I'm going there. Now, what of if? Because the moment the enemy knows this is happening, he will begin to tell you, don't. You have so much to do. But you've been doing so much before. Mm-hmm. And you've not gotten to where you are going.
Yes. Right.
Let these 3 days be a determination. God, I am looking up to you in these 3 days. All the issues that is in my life is going to be solved. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke.
Yes.
It doesn't just break the yoke, it destroys the yoke completely. And with the anointing of God upon God's servant, come and partake, come and draw. Now, I am telling you, I am not lying, the Holy Ghost bear me witness. We have spent time praying, interceding, standing in the gap for you, that you will not come in vain. Now that the table is set, it's your turn.
I'm telling you. And so, like Bishop said, come, the table is set. The table is set spiritually, and the table will be set physically also, because we're also having a food celebration right after the Dominion celebration that Sunday.
Yes,
I'm telling you. So you don't even have to worry about trying to get out to eat.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about after service running to get food. The food is going to be there. This is a full service.
Sister Jan, I just need to cut in there for a moment, Sister Jan. You were saying something about it's being holy grounds over there.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
I want to say something. Yes. It is holy ground.
Yeah.
I was arrested on that ground.
Wow.
I was sitting there. I used to walk across that church ground all the time. But the time that I walked across, there was nobody there. One particular day, I walked across there, and one of the brothers was there, and I was arrested right there. And that's when I started coming to Crepper.
Wow.
It is. I'm telling you. It is holy ground, y'all.
God just brought a total change in your
water. Totally.
Wow. Yes. Please come and be arrested by Jesus.
Yes.
That's the best kind of arrest.
That's the best one.
That's the best one.
That give you joy. That give you peace. Yes. And give you prosperity.
Yes.
And anoint your life.
Yes.
I love that kind of arrest.
So we've been talking about the Dominion celebration that's coming up October the 5th through the 7th. And we want you to be there. We also want to give you an opportunity to call in if you want Bishop to pray with you. So we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines. We're still going to talk about the Dominion celebration, but we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for you to call in if you need prayer, because we want you to get prayer tonight. And the phone lines are now open. You can give us a call. We have a few minutes. You can give us a call. The number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call in for prayer is 904-296-2251. Now, you may want to call in to pray. You may want Bishop to pray with you. You want to call in and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. You may have heard something in the message that stirred something in your spirit. You may have a question. You may have attended one of our Dominion celebrations. You may want to call in with a praise report. Give us a call here in the studio. Bishop is standing by, and he's ready to pray with you and agree with you. The number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call is 904-296-2251. Now, Bishop, we're all here as the Fulfillment family, and we talk about confirming the word with signs and wonders. We also have testimonies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh,
yes. I mean, every week you hear us, we bring a testimony every week about what the goodness of God in the lives of the people. We bring those testimonies to you for hope.
Hmm.
We bring those testimonies to you that you can connect with them.
Yes.
That if God can do it for us, and if he can do it for that person, he can do it for you too.
And
that's right.
Yeah.
That's
for God,
right.
All things are possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we want you to listen. Now, we also have a testimony for you tonight.
Hmm.
And Bishop, this is an awesome testimony. You were remember this one.
Yeah.
This testimony came last week.
Yeah.
And this was from a sister that testified that she was giving thanks for God's grace in her family because her brother was in a coma.
Wow.
Her brother was in a coma for 2 weeks.
Hmm.
And she called you and you prayed for him.
Hmm. Yeah.
And you prayed for him. And I'm telling you, you had her to anoint him with the oil.
Yeah.
You prayed for him. And by God's grace, he is up and about right now.
Oh, glory to God forever.
Amen.
I just remember that. He was in coma for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And he said, the brother is in coma. I said, coma for 2 weeks?
Yes.
He said, okay, now. I said, now, go there now. When you get there, call me. And that's what I'm talking about, the wisdom of God.
Yes,
that's what
yes.
he asked me to say. Yes. It's yes. not that, okay, what's the next thing? Now I just gave, he just got there, lay hands, prayed, and I prayed for this man, and he was so shocked. The following morning, guess what? The same brother welcomed him. I welcomed her to the room.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes. Yes. She just saw the man sitting down, just say, hello, my sister, what are you doing here?
Wow. Look, I'm telling you, isn't God awesome? He's just awesome. Yes. And I'm telling you, your testimony is next.
That's why, let me tell you, tomorrow healing and miracle service, you don't want to miss things like that. When it is God that is inviting you, then he didn't give the invitation.
Yes. So that's tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we're going to go over to the phone lines, Bishop. We have Sister Jerry on the line. Sister Jerry, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Sister Jerry, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? I think we may have lost that one, Bishop. We're having some technical. Sister Jerry, if you're listening, you can certainly give us a call back. We'll be happy to take your call. Bishop is ready to pray for you. So let me give that number out to the phone lines again. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, while we're waiting on the phone lines, we actually have another testimony also. You know, we have this young man in the church that I'm telling you, I know we're not supposed to be jealous and we're not supposed to be covetous and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, every time I see him coming up to the microphone, I'm like, oh, boy, here we
something
go.
Is something is happening again.
God has did it again.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I mean, this guy, God is just, he has just blessed him.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, and we were able to see it. That's a blessing in itself.
Yeah.
That we saw this young man when he came into the ministry.
Yeah.
We saw him come into the ministry. We saw him coming. He didn't even have transportation.
No.
We saw him. Well, actually, he had transportation. And you know, I used to make fun of men on bicycles. You know what I'm saying? But I said, Lord, look at this here. Because you know, back in the day now, if a man was on a bicycle, he couldn't even talk to us. You know, but when I tell you, this man was truly blessed that God actually elevated him. Now he's having the trucks. He's saying about vehicles.
Oh, is this
seven vehicles. Oh yeah. My goodness!
That's a supernatural blessing.
That's a supernatural blessing right there. But now we're gonna go back to the phone lines. We have Sister Nicole on the line. Sister Nicole, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hi. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I'm just calling for prayer. I've been in a limbo state, so to speak, and I'm just asking that, you know, God just really speaks to me. I'm in a position to where I need to get some answers, and I'm praying, but I'm not hearing anything.
Okay.
And I'm just asking that God speaks, because there's some decisions that I need to make, and my thing is that I don't want to move too early, too hasty, but then I don't want to be scared to move at all.
He said, I don't want you to be worried about it at all. He said, many times when you are in that situation, the enemy want to tell you, you can make a mistake. You cannot make any mistake. Your Father in heaven stays with you and His Holy Spirit lives in you. But I'm going to pray for you right now that the Lord will give you the peace in your mind and you'll be able to listen to what He's saying to you in your spirit. Father, Lord, I pray for your daughter. I'm asking, oh God, for divine direction. Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you will take it over completely. You will instruct her. You will direct her. You will give her a nudge in her spirit. Step to take what to do. And hear me, Satan. You don't have no light over this lady. I bind you and I destroy your plan over her life. And I release peace and joy. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Nicole. God bless you. So, Bishop, I think our time is about up. It's almost time for us to get out of here. I see the phone lines are still ringing, but I don't think we can take any of those other calls. We will have to pick them up next week. It's time for us to go. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This has been your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idewu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Come out tomorrow morning to our services. We have an 8 a.m. service and a 10 a.m. service. And don't forget the Dominion Celebration, October the 5th. That's this Friday. through Sunday. Friday, 7 p.m. Saturday, 7 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. We'll see you there. Next week, we'll be back. Until then, remain blessed and remember, Jesus is alive. Way, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.